lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, standing our ground and we won't give in, swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Vicky, you know something? I bet if they held a contest today for the best ironer in Los Angeles, you would win hands down. You're the greatest.
Okay, Jack, give me the pants. I'll press them for you.
Thank you very so much.
And you can wash and wax the kitchen floor for me. And when
on
you finish with that,
on second thought, I'll do them. I kind of like ironing, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you can finish my blouse.
Glove. Honestly, yeah. Vicky?
Be careful with the collar.
No, see, you tricked me, lady. Hello? Larry! Hey, I'm fine. How are things up in Bakersfield? You're across the street. Well, of course it's okay. Come on up. See ya. Hey, Vicky, come here quick.
Did you burn my blouse?
No. Larry just called. He's on his way over.
Larry?
Yeah.
How nice.
It's gonna be so good to see him. He's moved back to L.A. Oh, Vicky, I gotta tell you something. We used to have some real wild times together.
Wild?
Well, he was the wild one. I just sort of went along.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one time we went to visit this sick friend in the hospital. Next thing I know, Larry puts on a doctor's white coat, and he's next door examining this beautiful blonde. She could not figure out why she had to take off her clothes just for an earache. He's so funny.
I don't think that was funny.
That's what I told him. Hey, Larry. Oh. Great to see you, pal.
You're looking great, Jack.
I feel great.
Hi, Larry.
Vicky.
She feels great, too.
Down board.
Yo.
Oh, almost forgot.
Little housewarming gift for you guys.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
Major generosity right over here.
Oh, that's great, Larry. Really nice of you.
Nah, it's really not much. I didn't even have time to wrap it.
Oh, look, Jack. An electric knife.
Oh, that... Wait a minute, isn't that the same knife I lent you last year?
Is that you? I'm glad I didn't give it to someone else.
You're right, Jack. Larry is funny.
Yeah. Whoa!
You've been talking about me, huh?
Well. Yeah. He was telling me about some of the wild things you did.
Me wild? What? Did he ever tell you about the time he put on a doctor's white coat?
Why don't we all sit down? I hear about you. How come you decided to move down from Bakersfield?
Well, once you have the number one used car lot in the whole city, there's really no room to grow. No new horizons to conquer.
Lost your shirt, huh?
And all the buttons.
Larry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It wasn't my money.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't even your shirt.
Well, I wish I could stay, but I've got to get dressed. I have a training class at 1.
Oh, sure. She's a great girl.
Tell me.
You are a very lucky man.
The luckiest. Wait a minute, before I forget, I gotta show you what I've done around here.
Oh, yeah?
Check out these shelves, Lair. I built them myself.
You?
Yeah, it was really fun trying to figure out how to make the most out of our closet space.
Is that so?
Look at this. I even found enough room for our spare linens.
Spare linens?
So you gotta see what's in here.
Don't tell me. It's your sewing room.
It's the kitchen. I remodeled this. Look, I made the spice rack myself. See, what I wanted...
Hey, what's the matter? Nothing. I just didn't think Vicky would have you so domesticated.
Wait a minute. Just because I like to do things with my hands does not mean I'm domesticated.
Hey, Jack, honey, I'm going to be late. Do you think you could hurry up and finish my blouse?
I'm doing her a favor.
I didn't say anything.
Well, don't.
Spice racks, closet space, spare linens.
Don't forget iron.
Easy. Hello. Listen, I'm having a bash tonight at my place. Did you ever hear of the Pacific Towers in the marina?
What do you mean, that big place for singles only with the Olympic-sized hot tubs and the tennis courts? You live there?
No, across the street at the El Sombrero Motel. I have a suite there. Come on, you think you and Vicky can make it?
Well, I'm sorry, Larry. Vicky has a dinner date with her father tonight.
Well, then you come. Unless you have to hem a dress.
Here's your blouse.
Thanks.
Well, can you make it?
I don't know.
Come on, Jack, a lot of your old friends are gonna be there. I even invited Gretchen Wexler.
Greedy Gretchen? No, Vicky would not. I can't go, Larry.
Can't go where?
Well, Larry invited me to his place tonight for a little party.
What's stopping you?
Well, there's this girl that's gonna be there who I used to date, sort of.
Yeah, sort of every chance he got.
Larry.
Don't be silly. Go. I won't be jealous.
You won't?
Of course not. I trust you.
Okay, then I'll go.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, darling. Listen, I haven't shopped for clothes in over a week. I'm gonna need you to carry bundles.
Could you hold on a second? Excuse me, I'm gonna take this in the kitchen. Oh, Mom, you'll never believe what Jack's going to do.
That Vicky's something, isn't she?
Yeah, she sure is.
What is that, supposed to mean?
Did you hear what she said? Huh. She said she trusts you.
Yeah, so?
So? So, when women say they trust you, that doesn't mean they trust you. That means they're taking you for granted.
When I told him to go, I didn't really think he would. And to make things worse, his old girlfriend's going to be there.
Larry, you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, pal. Have it your way.
Maybe Vicky is the one girl in the whole wide world who doesn't get jealous. Maybe she doesn't mind that her man is off to see an old girlfriend.
That's right.
Or maybe she doesn't give a damn.
Mom, I can't tell him not to go. If he thought I didn't trust him, that would kill our whole relationship.
Oh, Vicky, that's ridiculous. The only way to have a good relationship is to throw trust out the window. Like I did with your father. Before the divorce.
Mom, my way is to trust Jack.
Vicky doesn't trust me, okay? She's just as jealous as any other woman. I mean, the only reason she said she trusted me because you're here.
Of course.
Yeah.
That must be it.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as I leave, she'll probably come up with a million reasons why you shouldn't go.
You got it.
Yeah, but just in case,
what?
It's the El Sombrero Motel, Hacienda 201. Hasta luego.
Yes, to yourself.
Where's Larry?
Oh, he had to get back and get things ready for the party, you know.
Oh, the party.
Look, Vicky, I know what you're gonna say. I mean, you probably got a million reasons why I shouldn't go to Larry's.
No, I don't. I think you should go. I'll see you later.
Well, yeah, but Vicky, I...
Have fun.
Have fun. Nope. Oh.
So he said, do you know any good automobile jokes? So I said, just the one you're driving.
Just the one you're driving.
Come on, Jack. It's hard for these people to have fun when there's a corpse on the couch.
Look, I'm not in the mood. Vicky didn't even care that
I was coming.
You
forget about Vicky. Come on, now a party is no place for personal problems.
Larry, look, I gotta
tell you. Would you at least talk to a girl? Half the people here are whispering you're from the Vice Squad. The other half think you're...
Jack! Look who's here!
Hi, Jack.
Greedy. Gretchen.
Oh, Jack, you remembered.
Yo, well, it's very hard to forget someone. It's so nice. Excuse me, just for a second.
Larry, what are you trying to do? Set me up?
Will you relax, pal? She's with her boyfriend.
She got a boyfriend?
Yes. Just loosen up.
What did you, for God's sake?
I'm loose.
All right, good. Excuse me, I have to put some more ice in the wine.
Just had to give Larry some advice about getting this party rocking. You know, he invited some real duds here tonight.
Jack, you look great. You haven't changed a bit.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I have changed, Gretchen. I'm living with a girl now.
Oh, well, you must be slowing down. You used to live with two.
Oh, lordy. So, you're here with your boyfriend, huh?
That's right.
Well, it's a lucky thing he didn't let you come here alone or there'd be major trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jack, you haven't changed a bit. You naughty.
Well, see, you haven't lost your
touch.
No, it's just like riding a bicycle, Larry. You never forget how. You know?
A lot more fun than building shelves.
I wish Vicky were here. Right now, I'd give her something to be jealous about.
Way to go, pal. Way to go.
Hi. It's me again.
Miss me, huh?
Yeah, that's why I got rid of my boyfriend.
You got rid of your boyfriend?
Yeah, I'd forgotten how good it was between us till you reminded me.
Well, I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to. Just your being here.
Well, I'm not. I'm really not here. I'm in the bathroom.
What?
I have to floss. Yeah, I'm nuts right there.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Okay, fun worshippers. Evening highlight time. We're gonna climb up to the roof and smell the ocean.
Larry? Yeah. I need a mirror to freshen up and the bathroom's taken.
Well, there's one in my room, but you better hurry up. You're gonna miss all the fun.
No, I won't.
I'm out of here.
Vicky, what are you doing here?
Daddy and I finished dinner early, so I thought I'd stop by the party. Where is the party?
Jack! Well, I can't leave you alone for a minute.
Vicky, this is Greedy. Gretchen. Gretchen, this is Vicky.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
Excuse me for just a second, would you?
I know what this looks like, Vicky, but
no, I understand.
What do you mean you understand? You come here and find me alone with one, you understand?
Yeah, I'm sure that you and Gretchen, have a lot of reminiscing to do, so I'll be running along.
What?
Nice meeting you, Gretchen. Good night, Jack.
Vicky?
Is that your girlfriend?
I don't know anymore.
Whoever this is, I hate you. Not yet, but keep trying.
Mom, I caught Jack with his old girlfriend at Larry's party. Except there was no party, just them.
What did I tell you? Are you going to listen to your mother now?
You better believe it. As soon as Jack gets home, I'm going to let him have it. I shouldn't? This morning you said...
That was then. Now I want you to wipe your tears, fix your face, and when he comes home, put on your sweetest smile. He'll never know what hit him.
What? Are you sure you're awake?
Wide awake. Trust me, darling. Jack knows he's guilty. Let him stew in his own juice. The less you say, the guiltier he'll feel. And believe me, he'll be so shaken up, he'll never look at another girl as long as you let him live. That's all right, darling. What are mothers for? James, this is all your fault, you miserable, no good excuse for a father.
I'm sorry, sir. You have the wrong number. Claudia, how nice to hear from you.
Knock it off, James. I leave my daughter in your charge and her life turns into a complete shambles.
Oh, my God, what's wrong?
See, you don't even know what's going on.
Claudia, what the hell's the matter with you?
I hope you enjoyed your dinner. Come back and see us real soon.
Oh!
It's a party.
Terrible. Vicky showed up and caught me with an old girlfriend.
Well, that's bad.
There was nothing going on.
Oh, that's good.
Good. Vicky catches me with greedy Gretchen, doesn't even care enough to chew me out.
Well, maybe she didn't want to come down on you in front of a total stranger.
That's it, that's it.
What's it?
Vicky didn't want to make a scene in front of Gretchen.
Yeah.
I bet when she gets me alone, she's really going to tear into me.
Yeah, you're going to be dead meat. I wish I could see that.
Oh, hi, Izzy.
I was just leaving.
I can't stand the sight of blood.
Okay, Vicky. Go ahead, let me have it. Don't pull any punches. Give me your best shot. I can take it.
We're out of tea bags.
What?
We're out of tea bags.
That's what you wanted to tell me? We're out of tea bags?
Yes.
Oh, Vicky.
Well, Jack, there's no need to get upset. There's plenty down here. I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. Good night.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Maybe she's gonna pour hot tea on you.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Be glad I'm not a burglar. You left the door wide open.
Oh, Mom, you didn't have to come over.
Oh, I know I didn't have to, but I got here as fast as I could. I thought one of your parents should be here when you needed them.
What's happened to my baby?
Daddy, what are you doing here?
I got this hysterical phone call from your mother. What happened?
Vicky caught Jack with another girl.
What? Well, why are you standing there? Why aren't you helping this poor, broken-hearted child pack?
Oh, James, stop being so melodramatic.
Me? Melodramatic? I have never been melodramatic in my life.
James, you can go home. I've already told Vicky how I'd handle the situation.
You told her to go shopping?
That is it. I've had just about
enough. Oh, don't you ever stop.
See what you've done?
What are the two of you doing here?
Gretchen told me you were a basket case when you left the party. I was so upset, I rushed right over.
Right after we had a couple of drinks.
Well, she filled me in on the details.
Look, Larry, it's kind of late, so if you don't...
Jack, it is never too late, not when I'm here to help you.
What can you do?
You just relax and leave everything to me. You'll feel a lot better before the night is over.
He said the same thing to me.
And I meant every word of it. Now, trust me, Jack, when I get through with Vicky, she'll be so jealous, she won't even let you leave the room without a pass.
All I'm saying, darling, is don't make any rash moves. Sit tight and Jack will come crawling back to you.
And all I'm saying, sweetheart, is strip the apartment clean and move out on that two-timer.
I can't do that.
Why not? Your mother did it to me.
It's not the same. She likes him.
I'll get that.
Why didn't you leave your mouth home with the rest of your clothes?
Vicky, I've got to talk to you.
Come on in.
Look, about what happened tonight.
Oh.
These are my parents.
Oh. Mr. Bradford, Mrs. Bradford, pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Well, I can see where Vicky gets her good looks. Oh,
thank you.
Can we be alone to talk?
It's okay, Larry. You can talk in front of my parents.
You mean you don't mind them hearing what you did to poor Jack?
What I did?
Yeah. You drove him into the arms of another woman.
Who is this person?
This is Larry, Jack's best friend.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Are you saying this is Vicky's fault?
Well, how would you feel if someone you lived with encouraged you to go out with someone else?
Claudia never needed any encouragement.
James.
All I'm saying is Jack would never have gotten involved with greedy Gretchen.
Greedy?
And I do mean involved, if you know what I mean.
He knows what you mean.
Larry, will you just get to the point?
Okay, Jack is out there with women crawling all over him, and if you don't care...
Don't care? How dare you say she doesn't care? She's so jealous she can't see straight.
She is?
Just look at the poor girl. She's miserable.
Really?
Yes, and how dare you say that it's Victoria's fault?
I didn't. I said it would have been her fault.
I didn't hear you say would have been.
Sometimes I leave out things. I'm a used car salesman. It's just that I always thought she cared, but I guess I was wrong.
Oh, poor Jack.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she doesn't show her feelings.
Oh, she does. When she had any feelings, she showed them all the time.
Oh, poor baby.
You know, any other woman would be jealous.
Oh, I know I would.
Oh, Gretchen, you are really very...
You know, I better start cleaning up around here.
Can't that wait?
Here's the part you missed. What I said was, Jack would have been driven into the arms of another woman if Jack would have been that kind of person.
So you're saying that nothing was going on between Jack and Greedy, Gretchen?
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, right now, the poor guy is sitting downstairs, a broken man, because he thinks Vicky doesn't care.
Where are you going?
To talk to Jack.
You mean you believe this?
Yes.
So independent. I was the same way at her age.
What a memory.
Come on, Gretchen, don't be greedy. I know I'm on the rebound, but no, don't take advantage of me, okay?
Oh, Jack, I love it when you play hard to get.
No, I'm not playing hard to get.
Oh, good.
No, Gretchen, come on now, really. I told you before.
Oh,
no,
time's
look,
sake.
I got...
Get your hands off him. If you want Jack, you're gonna have to fight me for him.
Vicky, you mean that?
Stay out of this.
She means it.
Okay, honey, I gotta warn you, I bite.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. Watch yourself.
That you two will be very happy together. Tell Larry that I'm taking the car.
He can walk home.
I thought you didn't get jealous.
Well, I do.
Oh, yeah? How jealous?
This jealous.
Vicky, you've made me the happiest man.
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
The girls suspect Jack has a May-December romance. Really, really late December. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.